the hatch cover, take it closed with your knee. I mean the handle cover.
Okay.
Okay, you're gonna have to lean toward me. You're hung up on the purse. There you go.
Coming over your way.
Okay. Get a hold of it when I get your hatch. I get your antenna.
We're 131 hours, 56 minutes. The report from Ed Mitchell on the cable on his wrist. This is a cable that holds the wrist glove. It's a right wrist. We do not expect at this point for it to inhibit his mobility to any appreciable extent. Continuing... in the final phases prior to egress. This is Apollo Control, Houston.
Roger, we got a good picture here, and we only saw you hop up.
Okay.
And the LEP is ready, the ETB is ready to come down.
Coming down. you're cleared to come out.
To get a picture of Home Sweet Home right straight up there.
Yep. Could you do me a EVA antenna, please?
Okay. at the handle. Okay, very good.
Alan, Ed, we got about 10 minutes left now to complete the met mode.
Okay, so it'll be completed easily in that time.
Very good. We're going to need all we can get.
We have the base lift. Expansion handle. And two pairs of tongs. Okay, we have two core tube cap assemblies. We have a tether gnomon. We have a hammer. We have a small scope. Six core tubes. 35 back dispenser. Trenching tool. Okay, 16mm camera. And can I have that lens brush again, please? On the 16mm, we're putting magazine hotel.
Roger, Al, hotel.
Roger. Magazine black and white, and we have a partial magazine in color. Close-up cameras turned on. need some more waybacks?
Have you gotten the polarizing filter in the TDS yet, Al?
The polarizing filters is already in, and the TDS I'm getting now.
Okay. So it looks like the net storage is complete. Let me go for my list, 70 millimeter mag.
Negative, we need some more wayback.
Roger, Alan, Ed, I show you short the way bags, Mesa brush and a map.
Okay, the Mesa brush is there, the map is there.
Roger.
Okay, here we come.
Close
sample is on.
Okay. And we need two waybacks on.
All the waybacks we have there.
Pardon?
All the waybacks we have there, we have two more in here.
Okay.
What I've been talking about four.
Replaced.
1, in the sun.
Coming in.
Okay. good? Okay, you're looking at cone.
Roger, Al. We have a little bit of a glare across the center, but in the background, we can see the crest of the cone.
Okay. They will probably be off the camera to the right. Check our position right about here, Al. See if we can find out where we are. Okay, while you're checking your position, I'll be using the close-up. Matt Trax, Houston.
Roger.
With the close-up and the sunrise, it'll sun at 11 o'clock.
Okay, point A, Al, is right. It's not quite in the valley, it's right beyond over here. Okay. He's fairly subdued craters now.
Yeah.
Okay, is there any basic change in the,
right here.
Any basic change in the surface texture as you're heading out across toward Ada?
It looks all the same, Fredo.
Fredo.
Fredo, see the crater? See the crater 60 meters to the west of point A?
Okay, I think I have it on the chart.
Okay, we're coming up on that one right. Okay, we're coming up on that one right now. It's the sharper one in the east north south line of about three craters, and our traverse supposedly passes right between them. Got it?
Okay, we got you right on the map, Ed.
Okay, the kind of doublet crater. Supposedly just south of our track at 71 and CT and CT.3. We are passing exactly on the south rim of those two now.
Roger it.
Probably ain't right here, is it not? It's right over here to our left a little bit, Al. I believe.
Ones to the north and south are more fresh
dropped the one to the west is more subdued. I'm pretty sure we're just about where point A is on the map. But if I recall, that fits the description of it.
Okay, I got all readings there.
And that was a high scale reading.
Roger, high scale.
verifying the second TDS serial number 1001.
Roger.
rocks here at the north of these three craters. It's embedded right at the rim. It's about 2 feet long. I can see some crystals in it. It has a good fillet pattern. I'm shooting a close-up of that. And the sun angle, again, will be 9 o'clock.
Roger. Okay, and Al, word from the back room says go at least 2 crater diameters away from, I guess, the crater you were just describing when you get ready to take the double core.
Okay, we'll try to put it in the center of the three craters to get all three, well, to get whatever stratigraphy we have here. And the last billet's picture, shadow 9 o'clock, was 18. Hi,
Joe.
Okay. And since I've already taken a couple of pictures of the map tracks, I won't do any more of that here, and probably won't again unless we see some difference in these tracks. They're fairly what you might expect, because they're smooth, they're well packed, and very depth only as a function of the surface tension.
Better I've left the LPM returning to the map. Had a little trouble with it that time. The bubble is tangent on the east side of the center ring.
Okay, it's on the east side. Let me know when you get there.
I'm at the map.
Starting the clock.
Set up for the double core here.
Okay, I'll be with you in a second. I have a pan to take, and I'll be right with you. Be careful with the Velcro on the tug. You can see it came off except for one patch.
Yeah, I understand. Why don't we just put it in the right size?
It'll go in that outer pocket side. I'll tree it, or whatever tree it member between.
Yeah, we'll go down that way. It's also a 60mm mag.
Yeah.
Okay, core tubes.
started filling it up yesterday.
I'm starting it right now, Fred.
Yeah, just
I'm trying to get in the box and then, picking up the reel now.
You're having some problem reeling in there, Ed?
Yeah, an awful lot of problem in it, Fred. The step in the cable is so much that if I ever let go of the handle, it winds down about three or four turns on me. Then I have to, at least, then I have to take it back up. And the cable is all bunched up and curled out here. It's, I'm not sure I'm going to get it wound or not.
Roger that. Double core and the pan and a sample.
Houston. We got almost two complete tubes here, about 1 7/8 tubes, I would say.
Roger.
By yourself?
Yep.
Houston, rock on sampling. It seems to be a fairly typical one of this little crater, multiple crater that we're working around right now near A. And it's going into bag 3 November.
Roger, Ed, copy, 3 November.
Oops, it's breaking apart on me as I pick it up. I'll try to get most of the pieces.
Roger, Ed. And we need to move on here to be, and before we depart A, we're going to need an EMU check.
Okay, this is L, the EMU reading 3.75. Oxygen is reading 71. I have no flags. I'm on mint cooling and I'm comfortable.
Al?
Yeah?
Can you hand me another baggie?
Okay.
Houston, I can't get all of this sample in 3N. Consequently, it'll go into 3N and the next one. Like it was fractured, and when I picked it up, it fractured into about 4 pieces.
Okay. Roger it.
The fractured sample was a documented sample picked up by Ed Mitchell. The crew should be getting ready to move on to the second station here shortly.